This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, what's up? Yo, this is the Wallaby Kingpin. You know what I mean? It's all good. We out here in the Big L. That's London, baby. I'm coming from Shaolin, New York. Wu-Tang Clan. This is Ghostface Killer right now. I'm shouting out my homegirl, Sarah Love and Mike Diggy. Mice Diggy, you know what I mean? Y'all know what it is. Right here at the Food Bar. Food Bar. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got to get my words right. I just came off stage. I'm kind of twisted right now. At the Food Bar, y'all. No doubt, Sarah Love. What's up, honey? You know what it is. Tell these niggas. One.
That drum is the best, man. You can't be mad at that, man. He just fucked it up.
He's always still finessed
could,
it.
But still, yeah, it still sounded cool.
Like a true expert.
At the food bar, you know. It's like, yeah. At the food, y'all know what it is.
He's like, allow me.
Yeah, with the croaky voice, man. What's going on, mother lovers?
We're back!
You're damn right.
Yes! The dynamic duo, as I tweeted earlier, the Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway of this UK hip-hop business are back in full effect.
Yep.
But before we go any further, thank you to Ian Boldsworth, as he has been looking after you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, and with our friends.
Yeah, we need to start our own, what's it like?
Jingle.
Doo-wop group. Duo or something like that. Yeah, let's do that, man. I'm down. Actually, I have another idea that I want to put anyway,
zoom in.
Yeah. We are hosting a show here on Food Bar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy. That's right. I got the tan on. The permanent tan got a little bit darker. Shout to all of my friends out there who noticed.
Looking mighty healthy, Mice. Looking mighty healthy.
Lissy didn't notice, but we ain't gonna say nothing, you know. It's not a racial
but
thing,
we love
so.
Her, yeah. We still love Lissy, even if she doesn't mention how healthy we're looking. She didn't say anything like that to me today, because today I'm suffering.
No one notices my tans, but...
This is the beauty of radio, though.
This is.
You can still be, like, completely minging and no one would know.
Unless you say it. On air.
But no, Mice is looking wonderful.
Yeah, I got to, like, I'm trying to go for the Oscar
Wild?
Award look.
All right, Oscar
nah,
Award.
Nah, just
yeah.
The look. You know when you look at the Oscar Award and it's just blinging, it's like, I'm trying to go for that look.
You do look like you could be stepping up collecting an Emmy.
I tell you the secret.
What's that?
You gotta, I was gonna say stay lubricated, but that always comes out. People always, yeah.
You gotta stay moisturized. The eyebrows are like, where's this going?
You gotta stay moisturized, you see? The sun, it doesn't only get you darker, it dries you up as well.
Yeah.
So I just dip myself in a tub of Vaseline every night.
I thought you meant before you sunbathe.
Yeah,
so I remember
after.
In the 80s, you used to be like, yeah, then that maximizes the tan.
Nah, that's cookie. That's basically,
basting
yourself. Yeah, you were basting yourself there. So, nah.
That was
what
the 80s were like, man. We were just living in ignorant bliss.
Basted.
Yeah, basted, mate.
Using margarine, innit?
Margarine.
How fucked up is that? We thought margarine was better for you. That's fucked up.
The 80s are. Should just reminisce on the 80s today.
Margarine.
Spam. No. What else? There was something else that took me back to the 80s this week. But anyway, back to the show.
Yes.
You can listen back to all FUBAR shows on the website. Last week, Mice was away because he was based in on a beach somewhere.
Yep.
Getting this healthy look of his. But I was in the studio with Soweto Kinch.
Wow.
Marv Radio was co-hosting with me. And we spoke to G-Bag, the winner of the UK End of the Week battle.
I saw that, man. That must have been crazy.
I know. So if you missed any of that, definitely hit up foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop. And check it out. And today we've got more goodies for you. We are going to be catching up with the guys from the Campaign Against Arms Trade, because there was massive demonstrations happening a couple weeks ago, and we promised to give you the latest updates from them. We're going to have the DMC champ, Mr. Switch, live in the studio as well, and of course Mice is back investigating.
Yeah, baby.
We got open mic business too for you, as well as brand new music from Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Well, and this is available to us, yeah, not just like billionaires who end up in jail for some shit that we don't even really understand anyway.
Where is that dude now?
He's in jail for some shit that we don't even really understand anyway. That's what I'm talking about. The dude ended up in jail. Imagine you're the one guy who's got this one Wu-Tang album in the world. You're the only person. There's no downloads. Not that I've been checking or anything like that, but it's not on any torrents or anything like that. And you go to jail. So now you can't even listen to the shit.
You can't even listen.
You can't even listen to the
album. Yeah. Dinner parties at your house. Man.
So I'm sure, I have no doubt that, because you know, in the there's a contract they sold him the album with. And in the contract, it talks about, there's some stipulation where if they manage to retrieve the album back, he can't do anything about it. So if they can heist and somehow break into his billion-dollar mansion, find the album, sneak out. I'm imagining, like, RZA, you know, with the golden fist. You know.
Oh, I was imagining some, like, Ocean's 11 type thing, but with Wu-Tang.
Yeah. It would be 11
like
as well.
Or something, you know, stuff like that. Oh, no, that was Mission Impossible when he's, floating on the floor and stuff.
Dun, 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 dun,
I want to see that.
So you never know.
But yeah, so brand new Wu-Tang for you. Got some MF Doom for you as well. And loads of good music. All those treats right here every Monday, 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio. But first, I heard this week and I was like, I'm feeling it.
What's that? What that?
Brand new Rhapsody. This is hip hop.
Feel your energy, hey, it's coming through. Took me a century, hey, to get next to you. Plus mates and enemies, hey, invested in you. So I feel your energy, invested pursuit.
I never read the 48 lie.
The power of the dusty make a grown man cry. The day I came up pop my mama, I saw a grown man cry. They say it has magic powers, even magic ain't die. Wake up out to sleep and take a 3M car ride. He said the booty, only thing between him and God. They love the booty, sacrifice their family and job. Bash make police feel powerful in the hood. Guns make us feel powerful, but they don't do no good. I know my blackness powerful and they don't like that. I know some niggas so dead, sit back and watch them tap dance. Bombs over Baghdad, they have a flag to brag about. Don't make you a big boy, cause you got a nice stack. Carolina homeboy, you know we keep a stack house. It's power when you know the game, I'm feeling like a champ now. I went to rap, homie, get out the trap house. I want the power to be able to rap about what I rap about. Black child, God loving textiles, point blank decimals. Steph Curry projectile, I saw the goal from 8 Mile. Every stone you threw, I picked it up and built a powerhouse. Caught a case, I got murder in my profile. Niggas still billing me, see that's just the appeal of me. Respect on my name, why y'all niggas so emotional? Power.
I feel your energy, hey, it's coming through. Took me a century, hey, to get next to you. Plus mates and enemies, hey, invested in you. So I feel your energy, invested pursuit.
Power up with the word, I got it from my God. He said a good shepherd don't trip over what they heard. Let them talk the talk until the night you choose to go and purge. I came in when the rest of you struggled and failed to flourish. Conversations with the flirts. She said I'm good as herbs. Get them high from the hood to the suburbs. No one can take your power even if a storm occurred. It ain't man-made, but whether or not you pay don't help or hurt. It's a perk. Jam the squad written on my shirt. I got a lane, but all the lines around me dotted I can merge. I can do what you can, but you can't do the same with words as I. And watch my street cred go multiply. They say the streets respect the real ones. The one is real as I. It's just me and young blood. It's where I get all of my power. The night I got a chain from Mr. Flyers, I gave it back when I got done rapping the same hour. I ain't 5%, let's be talking to top MCs. And I'm in the top of that, the rest beneath me all cowards. When it spits, look around, it's meteor shies. I watch the stars fall, fall, fall. Yeah, this what you call power.
Let's talk about power. Let's talk about yours and ours to pay the allowance. Let's talk about 100,000 kids raving and bouncing. craving and drowning in words the day I pronounce it. Let's talk about power. Let's talk about doers and donors. The house I built when I was homeless and sleeping in corners. Sharing Coronas and Blackie Miles. Donuts and El Caminos, talking loud. Scraping and combing, residue every morning. Talk about legacy. Let's talk about the life of celebrity versus integrity. Curse the first one that thirsts for necessity. Searching for equity versus the earth that birthed us indefinitely. First the verse I wrote in jeopardy. Surfing the laws of the universe and destiny. Church and a god is all that's ever been ahead of me. Let's talk about my power, the golden showers. Running to be on your cameras and store counters. He's bananas, competitive, we can dance. Seize the damage, no more for it, beat his pants. My second LP had real niggas on Polish lawn. My seven trophies is at my granny's in heaven's arms. I'm in Jamaica like Wagwan, my feet is out. My hair is long and patwa coming from my mouth. Me, I go outdoors, it's time to bless up area. Rude boy, me, I wear a boat to fearless. I shot niggas and shot movies 10 years later. Dear God, why you show me so much favor amongst the haters and wickedness? Deliver this child from evil convictions and frivolous. Debates about who's the preeminent MC of the millennium. And it's all for the Benjamins. And I'm all of y'all nemesis. And I'm all in all happy. None of y'all can fathom who Kendrick is. The only one that ever did wrote Book of Genesis. Motherfucker, that's power.
Sensitivity is very sensitive to mine.
Hey, what up, Cass, man? This your boy Crunch, man, checking in. I ain't heard from you in a couple weeks, man. Holler at me when you get this message, though. Holler at me. It's important. Holler at me. But, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. I got a new toy. Got a brand new toy. So you know what I'm getting ready to do to it, baby. Turn through that chrome on that thing, baby. That chrome coming in June, baby. I've been chicken chasing all summer, you dig me? I've been chasing chicken all summer. Pocket muscle. That's the new thing now. Pocket muscle, a.k.a. chicken.
Oh. How fresh was that sounding?
That was banging. That's the type of collabos you want to hear, boy.
And that is taken from Rhapsody's brand new album. It's her first album on Roc Nation. The album's called Layla's Wisdom. The track there that I played is Power, featuring Kendrick Lamar and Lance Skywalker. It's produced by Ninth Wonder. He's done a bunch of the tracks on there, obviously. And there's also production from Knots, Crisis. She's also got features, Mice, on there on the album from Busta Rhymes and Black Thought.
Ooh.
And the whole gang of other people too.
You
like,
knew
she's,
I was
really
excited over that.
No. Anytime I see Black Thought, I think of my sticky.
Yeah, I need to get I need a cloth in here. I just made a little wet patch on the
but but and it was funny because I saw someone tweet this week. They were like, would people please stop asking Rhapsody about female MCs? It's like, she's just a dope MC who's bodying this. And it's like,
yeah, it's a weird one, man. I do find that, you know, because even when we have I said the sheriff, I always feel like there's that thing of, you know, the female MCs and how, but I feel like if a girl can rap,
yeah.
Well, there's that thing of like, I don't know, I always feel like women feel like they've got to prove themselves even more, or men make them feel like that in terms of the hip hop world, you know, like,
yeah, you definitely do.
It's like you're a female MC, so now, okay, so what other females or MCs are you feeling? And that's a bit annoying, because what if you're not feeling any of them? What if you feel like
exactly.
You're the best one? And, you know, and I always, like, for me, Ra Digga was one of my favorite female MCs because, and it wasn't like, oh, she just bodied everything she went on. You heard it and like, and then I even heard rumors about in The Outsiders, they would only put her next to Eminem or this other guy called, I've forgotten his name, Slang Tun, the guy that passed away, because Slang Tun was like a kind of mixture between Busta Rhymes and Redman kind of thing. And, obviously, Ra Digga, you know, Eminem, we know what he was about and all that. But then, yeah, Ra Digga, who was the only female MC, but they made sure, like, yo, Eminem
beating guys up.
Yeah,
remember when
we
had Rock Marciano on the show and he was talking about his time as being part of Flip Mode
with Buster.
And he was like, you know, the pressure of being having a woman who's kicking you up the ass.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that is quite... I guess... That is humiliating for a guy MC for some reason if a woman bodies a track tougher than them.
Yeah, in a way, but you know, but then at the same time, that's probably the same thing that women get upset about, You know, for a guy, why should you be upset? Like, I'm better than you. That's it. And, you know, at
deal
the end
with
of the
it.
Yeah, deal with it, man. And, like,
well, that's my
you're
approach.
Not always going to have the verse that everybody loves. Do you know what I mean? So, like, the bottom line is, like, look, same for you. I'm sure there are guy DJs who, when they, and then Sarah Love comes and bodies it, like, nah, this is what you, fuck all this trying to be this and trying to be that. There's the amount of times at Kung Fu where people are just like, oh shit, Sarah's killed it, you know? Because you're playing the stuff out of the box where people were like, oh, I didn't expect to hear that in here. I didn't expect some bashment, or I didn't expect, do you know what I mean?
And
that's
no,
what makes
it work.
No, because
I would say, though, honestly, as a female DJ, I mean, I don't know what it's like being a female MC, I do think there's less room for mistakes. Like, as soon as you make a mistake as a woman on the turntables where you are one in a thousand, you know, there's no, that's much more scrutinized than if it was a dude making a mistake. And so, therefore, to me, I'm not prepared to really give anybody that kind of space. So shout out to all the women who are just killing it out there, and they're not making a big, you know,
deal about it. Yeah,
yeah, like they're just getting on with the job at hand. So that whole Rhapsody album is really sounding lovely. Like they've just put something really nice together. In fact, on a first listen, I think I prefer it to, I would say it does kind of remind me a lot of the To Pimp a Butterfly. I know it's not nice to make these kind of
what
comparisons.
The album does.
Yeah, but on a first listen, I'm actually preferring this album.
Than To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah.
Do you think, okay, so when you say it does sound a bit like it, is it musically, content-wise, or, because on that, I didn't, like, when Kendrick came in, then I was like, oh, wow, you know, he's doing a similar flow to her, but is she doing more Kendrick-style flow on the album?
I felt like it sounded, it's definitely sounds influenced by this To Pimp a Butterfly end of the spectrum of new hip-hop. That's what I would say.
It's a risky one, man. As an artist, I always say to you, I don't listen to too much outside of when we do the show.
Yeah.
And the reason is because I don't want
to
get
influenced. You don't need to,
because
you got all the best stuff here.
I don't really want to get, I don't want to hear stuff and then, you know, and that happens. Because there's artists that, I've never put them out there like that, but there are artists that I've respected, that we all kind of respect, we look up to, known, we've had on the this and that, that they've bitten my shit. I've heard a tune where I've gone, wow, that four bars or that two bars is, you got that from me, because you were even in the studio when I was doing it.
It's okay, and I beat them up after when I saw them at the show.
Yeah.
See, hello, okay, next subject. Let's keep it moving.
But, you know, so to me it's like, shit. And I know this person has got, you know, they've got enough credibility where I'm like, they probably didn't realise they did that, man. And that's when I'm like, shit, it doesn't matter who you are. You might think that it's come from you because you hear something, you go, oh yeah, that works, that rhyme works. But then it's probably come from some shit you'd listen to.
But that's just nature. And that's why I protect my ears so much, and I will not listen to top 40 music, because that stuff is like a parasite that's boring its way into your brain. And that thing is orchestrated by advertising companies in the corporate world. It's not something where, you know, this last week I was listening to a lot of Fleetwood Mac and Hall & Oates and stuff. And
Fleetwood Mac?
My sis
mate. No, I'm Lissy's happy about that.
Abby and Lissy.
Nah, Fleetwood Mac, I ain't saying they're shit. I'm just saying you're right, you're listening to them.
No, you're not, I know.
Hold on.
No, because
it's
Fleetwood
Mac. Well, let me get no, I'm thinking of Pink Floyd. Oi! Teacher! Leave those kids alone! Ding, ding,
ding, ding, the video ding, for that was filmed in Harringay.
Oh fuck. what time is it? Damn, man.
So
18 minutes into the show. That's how I know I'm back, boy. Yeah. Harry Gay just got thumbed in there somehow. No lube, nothing, just thumbed all the way in. Anyway, so, all right, so you're listening to Fleetwood Mac. Sing the tune that, you know, that caught you, that where you was like, man, I'm glad I'm listening to these lot.
Well, no, I was just admiring just the songwriting, you know.
I'm joking. Go on.
No, but the songwriting over decades, like from 70s through to 80s, 90s. But you know the song that I really had on repeat this last week was Hall & Oates' Sarah Smile. Do you know that song?
Yeah, brother.
Big tune.
The remix, though, like, have you heard the thingy remix? Yeah, go on anyway, quick, before I fuck this up.
No, but just to hear songwriters.
It's like Hip Hop University Challenge all over again.
And that's the great thing with something like Pink Floyd as well, because that was an era when record industry were investing in people, in songwriters, and letting people do whatever they wanted, you know. But whereas now you haven't got this kind of investment in groups and things. So it's like when you listen to Prince or listen to Hall & Oates or Marvin Gaye or whatever, you can hear that people are working hard to dig deep and draw something out. I saw this amazing Marvin Gaye documentary as well, just recently, talking about at Hitsville at the Detroit, the Motown studios and stuff, but how originally they only had a 4-track tape recorder.
Yeah.
And so like a lot of those early Marvin Gaye recordings was him standing in front of the mic with the Vandellas like 2 steps behind him, doing all the backing vocals, and things were just done on like a one take fly sort of thing. So when you're doing that, you're capturing a moment in time, you know, and that's completely different to how music's made today,
made now,
which is why it's like, I think it's a limit to how much depth I can pull out of Molly Perkinson.
Who? yeah, I know.
Do you know
who that is?
I mean, just sonically. No, but that's stupid tune, but I mean, like, sonically.
What, the one that goes, what's the one that everyone. No, thank you for asking. Ooh, hey. No, that one. I am not your own me. Ooh, hey.
That's
don't fucking throw me. Why'd you throw me? hey. Yeah, we'll get a remix in there.
And
so I want to just touch on that. What you said about Marvin Gaye, how they only had a four track.
I love
so they all
so
had
much.
To. Do you know what that means? That they had to rehearse the fuck out of that shit before they even thought about turning the mics on.
Exactly. Yeah. And the other thing with that era of the record industry is to even have the studio time was so precious and so expensive.
Yeah.
To even have the opportunity to be in a studio recording onto tape, you're going to have spent so many years cutting your teeth in the different forums kind of thing to even have that opportunity. Whereas now people are making a song on their iPhone, which that's amazing as well, you know. Yeah. But yes, I just think it's different eras and all of that good
definitely
stuff.
Definitely, yeah, for real. But
as we say,
I am not your own me, I'm the own me.
I'm sensing, some remixes.
Someone's thrown me.
But, you know, on this show, we do like to start with the positivity and things. And, you know, like, massive
big up
to all the people out there, like, who are so inspired that they want to bite other artists and things like that. I think it is, and, you know, because like they say, what is it? Imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Yeah. G-Bag, shout out to G-Bag. He got a bit worried that I was talking about him, but nah, like I said, very established artist. No, I'm joking.
it's right,
not G-Bag though, anyway.
You would have known already.
I wish I could say who, because you lot would be like, really?
Oh, but, God, say who?
Nah.
Go on,
I don't want to mess up the
equilibrium,
the echelon,
the
you know what I mean? Yeah, they're on. I don't want to mess it up for them, man. It's so long ago as well that I managed to get over it last week, so.
Well, no hints here, but speaking of people on those higher echelons who maybe have bitten my Stiggy, I just did first of all want to send a
big up
to Jay-Z, because you see this week.
Yeah, he bit me for sure.
It was all them Reasonable Doubt bars, isn't it? But where he turned down the Super Bowl halftime show, which is like the most viewed thing on US television. So the kind of audience that you're getting on there. And the reason why he turned it down is in support for, he was showing solidarity for the NFL player Colin Kaepernick. And he actually shouted him out at a show in New York just last week. And Kaepernick, he's the dude who started off this whole like kneeling for the national anthem in the States at the moment at the football shows. And because he started that, he's been like ousted by the NFL, where basically he's got no job because they're like, you're not meant to be political. This weekend it was kind of deep seeing all the players and teams across the NFL yesterday who knelt during the national anthem. Some were locked arms, and some teams didn't even come out to the national anthem, including the Steelers, who said their team were 100% unified on that decision as well. And this is all kind of Kaepernick started doing this to bring attention to the amount of black people who are getting killed by police in America, which is vastly disproportionate to other groups. So you know, and then this also follows Donald Trump calling these people sons of bitches at his rally at the weekend.
Calling who sons of bitches?
The people who were kneeling for the national anthem. And people were just kind of like,
serious?
Yeah, that was the exact, he's like, yeah, these sons of bitches, wouldn't it be for disrespecting our flag? They should be fired. Yeah, you're fired. And then the crowd's all like, way, cheering and cheering,
man.
And
it's
stuff.
It's weird. It's like he's not even the leader of a country. It's like he's just some rich, random, like, baddie in a movie or
something. It's like he's Eric Cartman. And then it's like, he's the real life Eric Cartman. And I mean, I have to say, I never thought that I would kind of be given semi-props to Kim Jong-un. But this weekend he called Donald Trump a dotard, which I was just like...
Oh, he's such a dotard! Have you seen the meme? There's like a funny-ass meme where when Donald Trump came into power and then, you know, all the shit that he was saying, and then there's a meme of that Kim Jong-un, and he's like got the, you know, just typical, looks like he's laughing, the chubby look and all that, but the meme says, ha ha ha, I no longer the craziest ruler.
Oh, I think I did see that shit. Yeah,
that shit is
but
hilarious,
that's what I'm
man.
Saying when it gets to the point when you're looking to Kim Jong-un as the person on the taking a higher ground,
yeah.
You know, and coming with the
deep, man.
That's madness. But how quick, like, think, this is only 9 months of this dude. There's no signs that he's going anywhere or getting impeached. Mm. You know, it's a slippery slope. From when it took him days and days for him to say anything, against the white supremacist people who were in the street in Charlottesville, and within, immediately his response to people doing a silent protest, which is your First Amendment, I think, in America, then him straight away coming out with language like sons of bitches.
Mm.
Like, this is the hip-hop show, so we can say whatever the F we like. But, he shouldn't be up there saying sons of bitches.
Weird, man. It's like,
scary,
that's what I'm saying.
Times.
You wouldn't think that's the leader of a country, you know what I mean?
And how he's empowering this far-right movement, you know? And, you know, speaking of other people who I think are... So, props to Jay-Z, because I just really think if you're an artist with a platform, especially a platform like Jay-Z, like, what is your purpose if you're just going to sing silly songs and take checks? Like, you should be doing things like this and making your position known and promoting certain ideas.
Just, you know, to play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
Would he have done it if Kaepernick didn't do that? Do you reckon if Kaepernick didn't do what he did, if he didn't, you know, kneel down, I was going to say stand up, but he knelt down. Would Jay-Z, because remember, it's like there's always, it's either Jay-Z or Beyonce doing the suit. Well, not Jay-Z, but Beyonce doing the Super Bowl. So she done it already. She's already done the Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah, and even that, I'm just like, well, when I was speaking to Jay-Z on the phone yesterday, he did say to me that. No,
I wouldn't even put it past you, man. It's all up in the famous jugglers.
You know what Freud says about, he says there's an element of truth behind every joke. But no, that I wasn't speaking to Jay-Z this weekend.
He also went straight after that.
Yeah.
Like,
I would like to think that he would, but yeah, naturally. Right now, it's fashionable, isn't it, to speak out against these things. But I honestly think all the greatest artists through time, whether you want to look at James Brown, Bob Marley, Marvin Gaye, Public Enemy, these are people who have kind of stood up and they've made a statement about the society we're living in. Like, there's more than just looking pretty and shaking your booty, you know what I mean? You have to serve a purpose for your community. And that's why I'm so grateful to the next set of people that we have to...
Big up.
It's our lovely friends from the Campaign Against the Arms Trade who were organising an incredible event a couple weeks ago to disrupt and protest the DSEI Arms Fair that was happening in London. And right now on the line, we should be speaking to Jess. Can you hear me, love?
Yeah, hi, hello. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you for being so patient, Jess, while me and Mice got our 2 weeks' worth of hip-hop politicking out of the way. But how did everything go over at your protest at the DSEI Arms Fair?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was an amazing week or, like, 2 weeks of actions and stuff that happened. We had a huge range of stuff from like abseiling Christians sort of holding banners across a road to stop.
Abseiling Christians. That's the kind of Christian that I'm down with me.
Yeah,
then.
I mean, yeah. If they were Muslim, you know what I mean? There might have been some trouble there. So I see the angle you lot are going for.
Yeah, there was a huge range of stuff. And we had stuff like that, but then we also had stuff like we had a group of people from the All African Women's Group who run support stuff for asylum seeking women in the UK. Mm. And they sort of ran workshops and ran a sort of theatre piece about detention, about the stuff that that they've been exposed to as a result of the arms trade, basically. So it was a huge range of stuff, and yeah, a whole massive week of action just before the arms fair was supposed to start. Unfortunately, this time it did happen, but we did hear from contractors that they were being paid like a huge amount of overtime to work overnight because we've managed to blockade so successfully like during the daytime.
That's brilliant.
Which is, yeah, really, really exciting.
That definitely deserves the brief applause there. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Calm down, crowd, calm down.
Yeah. No, what an achievement, even just to throw a bit of a spanner into the works. Because I just think I'm surprised how few people are even aware that this was happening in London. So I just think we can spread more of the word. And then next year, Jess, let's collaborate and let's bring FUBAR into the mix and really shut it down.
Most definitely. I think this time we had a huge range of groups getting involved, so like from sort of Palestine solidarity groups to religious groups to groups who'd never even taken part in anti-arms trade work before were kind of like actually seeing the links between huge issues of like global inequality and linking it to the arms trade, which was really exciting. It was incredible, and everyone sort of kept on saying towards the end, like on the Saturday, which was the kind of massive festival to celebrate the resistance that had been happening all week long. We had kind of like a gig in the road. We had like about six or seven hours we were holding up traffic on that road. Completely blocking it with about 100, 200 people or so. It's incredible.
I love it. I even saw pictures of rainbows over the demonstration as well.
Yeah.
So you see, the universe was all collaborating. It's on our side. Mm. So what's next, though, Jess? Definitely. Like, what should people be doing or know about if they want to get involved and help, contribute to the sort of society that we want to live in?
Yeah, well, I think what we'd suggest people to do is kind of, like, join groups around the country, campaign against arms trade groups or any other groups that you're currently part of and try and educate them about the issues around the arms trade. And people can find out loads of information on the Campaign Against Arms Trade website, which is caat.org.uk. And they can also do things like join university groups as well. So we have groups around the country which are trying to end ties between the arms trade and universities. But there's like a huge range of stuff going on. Basically, this arms fair happens every 2 years, so we know the next one is planned to happen in 2019. So there's a huge amount of time now to actually start educating people in your local communities and sort of building those relationships to try and take even more action against the arms trade.
Let's do it, Jess.
Yeah, and I think one of the other things that was so important about what we were doing was actually stopping it from being hidden.
Yeah.
Because they kind of try and make this event like they sort of try to make it quite subtle. Like often people in the local community didn't even know like a few, when this was happening, maybe
Mad
like
shading.
6 years ago. Yeah,
That's
yeah,
crazy,
it was just kind
man.
Of like, why are these roads suddenly like full of, big lorries? Like what's happening? No one really necessarily knew very much about what was happening. But what we've been able to do through the Stop the Arms Fair network is kind of bring to light like what's happening. And I said last time I was on here, what local people need is not a massive arms fair. It's investment in education. It's investment in affordable housing for the local community. It's not like an arms fair where like the richest people from around the world can come and sort of buy arms and then use them to abuse their own populations or populations in other countries.
Yeah, abuse human rights, man. And at the same time, it's like us as a nation, we're trying to support the plight of certain people in certain parts of the world, like in Yemen, while at the same time we're selling the bombs that are being dropped on Yemen. So, no, we appreciate so much all the wonderful work that you're doing, Jess, and make sure that you keep us posted here on the Hip Hop Show so then we can keep spreading the word.
Do you know why do they put it on like every 2 years? They need to wait for the ground to be settled again or something? Or do they go somewhere else in the years in between? Like, let's go say arms over here.
Yeah, so there are arms fairs around the world, but I guess one of the reasons might be because it's such a massive arms fair, like it is one of the largest in the world.
Mm.
And also, you know, the XL is the one of the few places in the UK where it can happen, because they bring in like massive ships and stuff as well.
Wow.
Yeah, so they have to have that, and they have to have access to like flying vehicles as well. So like massive aircraft carriers and stuff like that. So, you know, it does mean that there is, you know, if we shut it down here, like there are very few places within the UK. I'm not sure if there are any where it could happen anywhere else on this scale. So
that's really
when
good info,
when we shut it down, it's going to have such a massive impact.
Yeah, definitely.
Gosh, and speaking of that, I think it's only correct that we play a special track in relation to what you've been doing. No, but seriously, Jess, and to everybody involved in the campaign against the arms trade, thank you so much for all of your hard work. It's just been very dope to see what everyone's doing.
Yes,
but thanks so much for talking to us as well today, Jess.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on and for giving us a chance to talk about it. It's amazing to be on.
Yes, and we look forward to hearing from you soon. Keep up the good work. You're locked into the Hip Hop Show right here with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, my Diggy, mother lovers.
And we're going to get into our first guest very soon. But I thought, seeing as Jess and the rest of the crew did such a good job of shutting things down in London at this arms trade fair, I thought it was only correct. Let's hit them with a little something like...
Look up there.
that's got to be one of my all-time favourite hip-hop remixes.
Yeah, bad. It's one of them ones you can have on repeat, you know.
Ugh.
You can't get bored of that loop there.
Ugh, incredible. Love that
Chuck Dizzle.
This is hip-hop. You are locked into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love. Mice, do you mind just stepping out for a second? Because I don't want the universe to implode. You know.
Get out of the way, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what this mother love think he is. Hit my music. Oh, you already did. That's right. You know what I'm saying? Before I even say the shit, just when I think it, it comes in. And you know who we are and where we is. We are right here at the FUBAR Radio Cafe, bitches and bitchettes. Ha-ha. I said bitchettes because I don't discriminate. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you know who I is. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, wait. That's My Sack Hayes, man. Yeah. Tell Cheech and Chong that I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I was about to say love a bitch, but you know what I'm saying? I can be whatever you need me to be. Ha ha. Hey.
I missed you.
I missed you too, bitch. But I'm back here again. You know what I'm saying? I got green all over me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what type of green I'm talking about. I ain't talking about the vines. I'm talking about shit to stay on your mind. Yeah. Hey, you got that intro, yeah? That was freestyled that one. You know what I mean?
That was hot.
Hey, this week's investigation, though, comes courtesy of, though. Right, let me put you into the situation. You know what I mean? I was away. I went to France with my touring with Smokey Joe and the kid.
Yeah.
And we did a show in Bordeaux, which is their hometown. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're like, rad, big show, Bordeaux, did the show. It was big, smacked it, I got the tits out, everything, man. That's when you know when I get the tits out, it's a good show. So the tits came out, little bit of milk went flying. Nothing to do with that though. So after, like, I've forgotten her name. Is it Hattie? Who does the show? She's got another show.
Sorry. Harriet.
Harriet, yeah. I'm saying
now
Hattie.
Known as Hattie.
Harriet, no, we spoke about this place in Bordeaux.
Hattie.
There's
okay.
a place called in Bordeaux where on Sundays you could go in there. Harriet Rose, that's it. You can go in there and you can have oysters in the afternoon. Mm. Oysters with wine. Ooh, even the wine bits. I was like, God damn. This real wine? You could go, and it's just the whole experience because you're in the French, you know, market, and these people are hurrying you up to get this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really good after, you know, when you've had a late night drinking or whatever, to go there about 11, 12 ish. You know what I mean? So I was really looking forward to that. You know, I was like, yeah, we're in Bordeaux. You know what I mean? Smash the gig. Got my tits out.
Mm-hmm.
The least you lot could do is, yeah, we go, you know, do our little ritual where we go to this place, the fish market. And we eat oysters and drink wine. And I just pretend that I can understand everything they're saying in French, even though I don't know shit. All I know is this is what French sounds like to me at the moment. No, je Yeah, I don't really understand.
You know the tune,
I just hear
but
one
you don't
or two
know
words.
Yeah.
I say, je, no, ba, me,
oui.
Nikta me, you know, putain, tagel. I know all the bad
shit. Yeah,
all the words that they don't really use. So anyway, so I was like, right, I'm looking forward to this.
Mm.
After we did the gig, them lot dropping me off to the hotel. Bam, Smokey Joe's like, so tomorrow you come to the fish market, we go for oysters and wine. I was like, oh shit, I can't wait for that.
Mm.
Yeah, what time we got to go there? What time is your flight? My flight was like 3 o'clock. And he was like, but you have time because you can get there for 1 o'clock. Oh no, maybe not. In the end, yeah, the manager was kind of like, okay, so Mice, you have to leave for tomorrow. Your driver picks you up. Basically, it was just a whole awkward conversation of me not being able to get any of these oysters and wine that I was really looking forward
to. You've been teased with.
Yeah, so the whole, you know, the good 10 minutes I was there getting excited, my forehead getting all shiny, I'm rubbing my hands together, Smokey Joe like, yeah, the oysters, da-da-da. None of that was really happening.
Mm-hmm.
And after I had to crack up because I was like, right, that must have been really awkward for the manager because he knew that it wasn't going to happen.
He's like, never.
So that's why this week's investigation, of course, I have to find out from all my listeners out there because I'm sure you lot go through this as well.
Yes.
What's the most socially awkward behavior you've ever heard of or come across? This is what Mice investigates this week. Hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, or you can tweet us, DJ Sarah Love, Mice Diggy, or FUBAR Radio on the Twitter, and let us know what's the most socially awkward behavior you've ever heard of or come across.
Hmm.
Now, we've all come across some really weird shit.
well, every now and again.
As I was saying, this Donald Trump dude.
Yeah, he's socially
anywhere
awkward.
He is, anything he's doing is like mad. It's just sort of gobsmacking.
What is really gobsmacking is that's actually his hair. Did you see?
That's the most staggering thing.
Yeah, that is gobsmacking, man.
Not
because
over.
All my life that I've known about Donald Trump, I thought that was a toupee. Yeah, but then someone sent me his ice bucket. Remember when everyone was doing the ice bucket challenge?
Oh yeah, right. But you nowadays you've got implants and things like that.
Oh,
isn't
that's
it?
True. That's
and come
true.
On, the lace
but I
fronts.
Thought this shit. Well, I thought lace this shit was going to fall off. When I see I see like an ice cube just resting on there. Like, damn, this shit's real. Yeah, even the ice cube is like, damn, hold. This shit's real. Let me just sit here and melt and see. Nah, this shit ain't coming off. Not the glue weren't melting or nothing.
The weave.
Yeah, the weave glue. So I was like, boy, that shit must be real then. But you're right. You're right.
The lace
and
fronts
I shouldn't
and
get
the,
fooled, man.
Yeah, because how do you think Beyonce's flicking her hair around like that, man, and nothing's coming off? All
I like
of
the way
people.
You said her hair when it's not really
sorry,
hers.
The horse's hair around like that and it's not coming off. No hate into people who want to wear a weave. I'd say the socially awkward, though, public transport. Like in London, public transport. I got to say, shouts out to Daniel the Camden Cat, where I was on the bus the other
what is
day.
What's that about, this Daniel the Camden Cat?
Have you heard of him? Yeah. Is he legend? I think he's a bit of a legend. He's like an older dude. He got on the bus that I was on, and he had a guitar in his hand. And then there was another passenger was like, go on then, play something. Like getting a bit aggy. So then he started playing something. So then I just started singing along with him. And then it just turned into a party on the bus.
Serious?
He made enough money in that little few stops that we were on the bus together.
Should have got your 10%, man. Finders fee.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I'm after you, Daniel, the Camden Cat. But, you know, before that, it was just interesting to see how everyone was behaving like, we're all so awkwardly sat in a room pretending that we're here on our own.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the music started, everyone was like, oh, yeah, we're talking and yeah, enjoying ourselves. Relaxed.
Yeah, that is always a funny thing. I find getting in the lift can be a bit awkward sometimes, especially when it sounds like someone's got, you know, they got the bubble guts. You know, like everyone's like, wow, is that me? And then the culprit, you know, in the end, it's the person who doesn't look down at their stomach where you're like, oh... You're the one with the bubble guts.
These the telltale signs. Which actually reminds me of a message we had from Anderson in Huddersfield. He said, socially awkward? My friend had a colleague who used to fart into their chair but say nothing. But they were audible, though. Or maybe it was just that infamous squeaky chair.
Maybe, but I mean, farting into the chair, like, I've mastered that. You know, when you got to take them long-ass flights to Australia, I used to go there very often, like once or twice a year. That's a 24-hour flight, and you're eating airplane food, drinking airplane wine.
My favorite food.
Airplane beer. It's all airplane shit. You know what I mean? It ain't the same thing as down here on planet Earth.
No, and you know the airplane food? It's all made in one place, like near Heathrow, like for all the different airlines. How butters is that?
Do you know what I do know about airplane food is that they put... X-lax in there, especially for the long journeys. So it's the opposite
sorry,
of a laxative.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, that's why. Because imagine.
Oh, that's deep.
Yeah, especially when it's like a decent, you know, then you get decent
haul.
Food on there. Yeah,
oh, right.
Long haul where you're getting all kind of beef stroganoff and do you know what I mean? Just
I ain't
anything
messing with that food.
Gassy.
That's why I always take my packed lunch.
Is it?
Yeah. Anytime I travel, I take packed lunch with me.
Yeah, I should, but I can never be bothered, man. You might as well eat all the free food, you know? When you go on these planes, you pay a lot of money, so...
And I'm vegetarian, so it's like, when you're offered, like...
When I feel like it.
Pasta!
Hey, this
is just undutty, like, mess, you know?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Sometimes you ain't got a choice, but...
Yeah.
So I know for a fact that, you know what I mean, farting into the chair, there is a skill to it.
It's a skill.
Because basically, you want to open up wide enough that there's
belt.
No noise, yeah. But you want to squeeze tight enough that the smell doesn't come out.
Thanks for sharing
so
that.
So the way you have to practice that.
It's important to share this knowledge, the life hacks.
These are life hacks, man. If you go on a long-ass flight, some of you lot are going to thank me. Obviously not the guys that can't tell the difference between a fart and a shark. But anyway...
Back
when
to
you
the
get
question.
On there,
oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, loose enough that you can't hear it, but tight enough that you can't smell it. That's the trick.
That's
and it's better to practice at home first. Don't be practicing on the plane, you know what I mean, packed out. And don't you dare
pressure.
Try it on a leather seat either, because that shit don't really work as well as it does on fabricated seats. I can vouch for that because I farted in this in the studio a bunch of times. Yeah. Sarah Love's never looked at me funny. So anyway, moving on.
Talking about socially awkward moments.
Shout out to Danny Seaton, who says, as I started this thread in the digital pub, he was the first comment, and he said, this thread is going to be awkward. I don't believe it. But shout to Tim Fish. He says, I know a girl used to fart if she laughed too much, which made her laugh more and fart more.
That's funny.
It was a vicious yet amusing and increasingly smelly cycle.
Like that, vicious.
Yeah, it sounds
that's
like it
funny.
Would be
that's kind of cute, but only because I'm hearing about it.
Well,
no
if I'm
pun
taking
intended,
her to, a,
I'm not
yeah,
there
you
yet.
Don't want to take her to a comedy show either, because that's,
no.
that's
then
that's
you're
the
getting
whole.
Targeted by the performers as well.
Yeah, and you know, I doubt that she's mastered the art of fighting in the chair like I have. So
yeah, black belt.
Yeah, definitely not a black belt. Shout out to Andreas, friend of the show.
Yes,
he says people that necessarily talk, or sorry, incessantly talk about other people. But in a purely negative way. No compliments, just plain bitching. It feels icky to listen to, and I find that very uncomfortable. I start looking for the nearest exit, sharpish.
Sharpish.
Yeah, I know what
I love
means.
English. Words sharpish. Like sharpish.
And very sharpish.
And shout out to Minted, which I used this weekend, and then someone was like, that's so British.
Yeah, do you know what's really British that you don't hear anyone else say in other countries? You don't hear them say
words.
Willingly.
Mm.
Willingly.
Willingly.
Did it willingly. Yeah,
willingly,
you don't hear.
Maybe in the days
kind
of
did
Obama,
it willingly.
Obama.
I don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to do that willingly. You don't hear that.
Yeah, willingly.
Yeah.
And you know what else
willingly
I found out?
British.
There's no word in Italian for the word opinionated.
Is it?
Yeah. And that's because in Italy, it's considered like a good thing to have strong opinions.
That's not even.
That's
even
why Italians
sound,
like me so much.
Yo, just it's just arguing, boy. I see when I was in Italy a couple months ago, man. It was a couple just lying on the bench, all mad, looked lovingly. Like from where the distance that I was, where I couldn't hear shit, it looked like wow, these two are madly in love. As I was getting closer, it's like yeah, and I was like, shit, man. She's probably telling him how much she loves him right now, but it just doesn't
passion,
sound like
it's
it.
Passion.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, right. But the dating thing can be a bit socially awkward, which is why we're helping you out on this show. But anyway, back to the question at hand.
Shout out to Bill Boyd Hill. He says, anyone sitting next to me on the top deck? Why? Wow, that is socially awkward, I guess. I do find it a bit awkward when people, you know, I don't mind it. I'm used to it now. It's been years. But, you know, I get on the bus and I'm probably the last person people sit next to, you know, just in case. I don't know. And I could be listening to Coldplay, Mad Loud, YouTube. Yeah, something. Reading the Daily Telegraph. Anything to kind of not look like I'm, you know, I'm some big oaf or whatever. But then there's some people who, like, and they do it in a mad awkward way. They're like, excuse me, is anybody sitting there?
Yeah,
and then I do the I look at the chair, down. I look at them, then I look at the chair.
Like, how do we negotiate
think so.
This?
Yeah. I was like, I don't think so, you know.
Yeah, as far as I can tell. Yeah.
But it's so funny, babe. Shout to Paul. I'm guessing this is Paul.
Daniels.
Paul H. No.
Oh, okay. Paul H. It is Paul H.
It is Paul H. Isn't it?
Legend in hip hop photography.
Yes, and
lovely Paul.
Yes, and of course the question is. What's the most socially awkward behavior you've ever heard of or come across? He says, congratulating a woman on being pregnant when she wasn't.
That's messed up. That's why it's like, I always wait to have some confirmation before you make a comment about someone's pregnancy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward, man, when somebody's not pregnant, when they look it as well. And then you kind of like, oh, I want to congratulate, but I don't know if they are or not. And then... Aww. When you leave it too long, when like about five people are going, oh, congratulations, and you're like, now you say it, but they're going to think, oh, you thought I was fat, didn't you? Yeah, so you just, it's that thin line. We got to find that out, man. We need to find out from somebody who's pregnant or been pregnant before. What is the cutoff point? Like, how far into the pregnancy?
Or when can you start congratulating someone?
Yeah, when is it not awkward anymore? Or, you know, if you leave it too late, like, it's like, oh, wow, you're pregnant. And, you know, they're like 7 months in. That's when it's like, oh, shit. No, I didn't think you were fat. It's just that I wasn't sure because in case you were fat,
you know.
And I said you were pregnant, you'd be offended, isn't it?
Let us know what the answer is. hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Shouts out to Tonan Smith, locked into the show. Junior yes. T, Agent Abstract, Martin Culver. Well, oh, 4649. Shout out to, yeah, shouts out to the lady Maria, who was listening to the show last week, and she said the week before that was the first time she had tuned in, and it was just you here. And then she tunes in again, and then it was just me here. And she's like, I feel as though I'm being introduced, getting one-on-one time with you each. But now we're reunited.
And now you've got two one-on-one time, baby. Come on with it. Ooh. You take back, I take front, Sarah.
This show's really exciting. hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Get in touch with us. We have so much to get through today. We're going to, we've got even more answers to Mice's question coming up as well. And there might even be some hip-hop hookup action, as well as guests from the DMC. Mr. Switch is going to be in the studio and the open mic too. It's myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, Mice Diggy.
FUBAR Radio presents
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
Simon, thank you for joining us. Simon Day. Have you done Edinburgh before?
Yeah, years ago.
And it's a funny story to see him. And John was like,
this is John Thompson, right?
Yeah, John Thompson. It's all him. Yeah. I said, well, we'll do a show next year, me and you. But I said, we'll get Caroline involved, Caroline at home. And so we asked her. She went, all right, yeah, why not? You know, she had sort of realised, Caroline, this was a terrible error. And Coogan came to watch the first night. And we had quite a big sort of number at the start song. Caroline sort of walked off stage. And there was this terrible moment. It went quiet. And it went sort of sold out, 160, 12, none. And we sort of cancelled.
Just went downhill from there, didn't it, for you?
Yeah.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
From 12 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Please note that this train will not stop at the next station.
Yeah. Let me open headphones, please. One, two. Yeah. Little bit more. Yeah. Look. They've been waiting on I for the longest time, so the least that I can try is to tell them what's on my mind. Listen, another kid who found hip-hop and fell in love with it. Live the consequences of monogamous or the opposite. Off the secret operative clerk up in Metropolis, trying to make sense of my failures amongst all my accomplishments. I'll be honest, only wanted some acknowledgement amongst the brothers, trying to make it big without the nourishment. Up until the last days of the apocalypse, if opportunity knocks, think you find I'm an occupant. Behind bars, they are my accomplices, trying to make a profit, springing ink like an octopus. You know the bloggers don't recognize the reconnaissance. I guess they're less encouraged, cause knowledge is the prerogative. So, should I follow the economics and politics? Trying to step beyond the upbringing they called impoverished. Yeah, the underdog until predominant. Tunnel vision under opposition is synonymous. It's trying to overcome the obstacles in front of us. I can't have confidence, try to take a knock on my confidence. I need to prove it to myself, the hypothesis, so they can see I'm far gone, no binoculars. Yeah, I'm among the ghetto philosophers. On a platform where together we're more than conquerors. What? That's why I give you my logic. I'm never gonna adopt the repercussions of stopping this train of thought, brother. My train of thought, fam. I'm waiting on I for the longest time, so the least that I can try is to tell them what's on my mind. Train of thought, brother. My train of thought, fam. I'm waiting on I for the longest time, so the least that I can try is to tell them what's on my mind. Cause I've been thinking lately, when everything's all said and done, look how far I've come, but there's still a long way to go. Irrespective of your perspective, you was never a threat to even me or my collective. Nah, the blessed kid from a little town in Deptford, but it's expected to move bricks like this was Tetris. Man, I don't think they get the message. Disconnect from what the definition of success is. The pedestrian flow that went progressive by converting my train of thought into kinetics. More or less, it's part of my genetic code. I pray the ever presence to illuminate my stepping stones. People question me, how can recognition grow unless I'm playing devil's advocate for record sales? Can I endeavor when my predecessors failed? Move you on every track, brother, network rail, fam. You only give the effort when it's necessary. Me, I treat second like it's legendary, evidently. That's why I scribble on pages till my pen is empty. Trying to evade a quarter century in a penitentiary. Holding elegant beats can give me peace, but the people want to squeeze and release over the peas. The scene's got me tired of the irrelevant speech. That means I've lost too much sleep chasing my dreams. notice how I keep it moving like a locomotive. Train of thought, brother. My train of thought, fam. Yeah, yeah. I'm waiting on life for the longest time, so at least that I can try to tell them what's on my mind. Train of thought, brother. My train of thought, fam. I've been thinking lately, when everything's all said and done, look how far I've come, but it's still a long way to go, 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 to go, it's still a long way to go.
Fam, you get me?
Train of Thought is the name of the track.
Loving that tune, boy.
It's taken from the Train of Thought EP, produced by Kefa Self Taught Beats, and it's out now, and there's a nice video to match with that,
yeah,
as
man.
Well. Shouts
Definitely.
Going out to Thomas Janker, G-Bag, Annabelle locked into the show, Mac J, Kitty Squares. Send your shouts through to us at hiphop@foobarradio.com. This show's all about you guys, so we love hearing from you. And it's all about representing the cool things that are going on in the world of hip-hop each week. And this coming week is a very important date in the diary,
What is it? What have you got in the diary?
Well, in the diary this coming week, it's going to be the DMC.
Braka, braka.
Yes.
Shout out to South DMC.
Yes, and we're joined in the studio right now by four times DMC world champ, Mr. Switch. Welcome, Mr. Switch.
Where's the real hand clap?
Good day. We need
that's the
real hand clap.
Yeah, okay, we're on it. Wow, how incredible to be a DMC world champ. When was the first time that
four times, DJ sir, let's get this right. That's not even, is that even possible? I thought after three that was it.
You get kicked out.
It's like being a president, you can only be 17 terms.
If I want to.
Serious.
I just let other people have a go. I just get to sit, like, it's great. Once you retire, you just get to sit back and go, yeah, you guys have a go.
See, and you get a guest mug at FUBAR as well. What's the deal? Was it four times in a row, like four consecutively you won it, or?
It was three in a row. So there's a couple of different categories. There's the Battle for Supremacy, which is a head-to-head knockout kind of thing. So it's proper boxing ring style.
When you say, so what would be involved in the Battle of Supremacy? Is that like you're going at each other? You're fighting?
It's proper, it's mano a mano, one-on-one action.
Yeah.
So DJ One plays for 90 seconds. Body tricks, disses, cuts, scratches, juggles, hate your mum, everything that goes in there. And then person one, person two, pick your winner. So you get quarterfinal, semi-final, final, last man standing.
And you wouldn't know who that is until...
Well,
judged on the night. Like,
yeah, well, you know who's going to... You can find out who...
You're battling.
Yeah, from
who's
each country.
Made it to the final, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah,
so like, you can be prepared to that extent.
My secret weapon was spreadsheets. So I type it, like, especially now, because you can internet everything. One guy I got in the final, I actually got to YouTube every round he did. So I knew everything he could throw at me.
Serious?
Yeah, yeah. That's what you can
complete,
do.
Oh, that's... Fucking in a way that... Wait, first of all, because there's some people listening, they might not know what the DMC is.
Yes. So let's get back to
Let's break that down. We're not talking about Run DMC here.
We never are. We're actually talking Disco Mix Club, because we're starting back in the 80s. Tony Prince founds the world's first worldwide DJ Championship.
Tony Prince, who was on the hip hop show with me and Mice a few months back, so check that out.
foobarradio.com/show/hiphop.
But yeah, so go on, keep running people down with what exactly you're talking about when we're talking about DMC.
So it's now the longest standing competition in the world, 30 plus years. I can't remember what the first year is, but everyone who is a DJ in hip hop has cut their teeth in it. Craze, Cutmaster Swift. Mixmaster Mike, Hubert, you just got so many hip hop luminaries who come up through it.
See, I was interested to see which DJs you were going to shout out there when you said every DJ has cut their teeth in it. I was wondering how far deep back into the archives you were going to dig. Because those were all kind of like solo DJ, like that's kind of reflecting more the solo legacy of the DMC. Because there are the team routines as well.
Yeah, the team started in 2000, so the Scratch Perverts won the first year. You got C2C, who
only in 2000.
Yeah, C2C, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Really?
I was just playing with Atla. Is it Atla from C2C?
Atom.
I think maybe Atom. I can't remember the name, but he's one of the C2C guys, and they're massive over in France
as
well.
Absolutely amazing as well. They really smash out the park every time. Yeah.
Mm. So basically, this is a battle, for those who are still unclear, this is a battle that DJs take part in where you're just going head to head. You've competed as a solo DJ, not in the in any team battles.
I've done the teams. I didn't win them. But yeah, so I won three times in the Supremacy battle. The head to head won 2008, 2009, 2010. Mm-hmm. And then I took a little bit of a break and did other stuff. And then I came back and won the 6 minute category, which is like the big one. That's the one that's been running for 30 years and that everyone's won.
And what's involved in that then? What's the difference between that and the head-to-head?
It's basically just, it sometimes get called the showcase battle. So everyone does their thing and the judges pick who's won. And then you have to wait for like an hour and go, did I win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But would you say like, do you think to become a DMC world champ, you need to do your 10,000 hours on the turntables?
Totally. Yeah. Totally. I mean, people ask me how long I spent. I don't even know. Like, come back from school straight in my room. Like I was practicing on my parents' decks. I was destroying their records. I actually used my dad's one of my dad's classical records in the first year I won.
Serious?
Yeah. And actually Martin Corvall is my dad, so he's listening in. So I heard you.
Shout out to Martin Corvall.
Hey, Daddy.
You know what I'm saying?
We love
each and every time
here.
He's the original dad of hip hop.
Hold on,
my hip hop.
He's not from Harringay.
Let's get my dad and your dad to battle then, because my dad does listen to the hip hop show every week, and it's funny. He's telling me about just hip hop conversations he has with people. But no, it's all about you. But I think that's partly why I love DJ so much, because you've got to be a nerd to be able to be the best DJs are the biggest nerds. And
exactly.
I think like the DMC movement and the turntablist movement, that's kind of like the pinnacle of nerdism in DJing.
I'm saying that as a compliment.
I'll take that. Honestly.
How did you get into it then? How did DJing be the thing that you were like, hurry up, school end, I need to get home and do this?
Do you know what? I was into pop and stuff in like 2000, and there was just enough stuff in the charts at the time. So like, you know, stuff like Linkin Park and Limp Bizkit doing like hip hop collabs and having DJs in the videos. Frontier Psychiatrist by the Avalanches was a big thing for me, because it's like, what's going on? And the one that really hit me was You Don't See the Signs by Mark B and Blade.
Rest in peace, Mark B. We love you. Shouts out to SM.
Big love. And particularly on like on the original track, like Mr. Thing.
Yeah.
Big shout.
He
has this 1 minute scratch solo. Yeah. And you're just like, what the hell is going on here? You just don't understand. So like I was
The stuff like that is what got you.
That kicked me off. And that's what kicked me off into UK hip hop as well.
That's what I was gonna say. That's why that was such an important moment in those days still, Top of the Pops being such an incredible national platform just in pop music, and for Mark B and Blade to be up there, you know, like that was just an incredible that's a landmark moment, I'd say.
Yeah, people don't realise how much they kick down doors for the UK scene, you know, in terms of the hip hop world. Like I remember, you know, it was just weird to hear that their stuff would be like playlisted on Radio 1 or whatever. It was just like, what, Mark B and Blade, you know, everyone was just like, but not realizing like, yo, this is now opening the doors for UK bred music, like people rapping in their own voice and all of that sort of stuff, you know, it helped with that as well.
But I was going to say, this year at the DMC, you're not actually competing, are you?
No, I'm just judging all the categories.
Okay, so you're chilling.
Look at you, boys. I stepped up to this. Put my feet up. Where's my pipe?
Judge and chill.
Yes, I shall judge you all.
But you know what? We got some hot competition this year.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how many countries we have, like 15, 20 each year.
Hot in what regard?
So this
their
year,
DJ skills you're talking about.
Well, this
because that's a great. I've got to say, speaking of hip hop hookups, the ladies, something that Abby, Lissy, take note, and all the ladies who work at Football Radio. Basically, the DMC, there's like maybe two women there.
Yeah, so
in the crowd or on stage.
If you're into barbecues, girls, yeah. This is the place to be, basically.
Yeah, sorry, we digress. Sorry. Back to the skills.
But talking of feminine girl power,
DJ Azif, love her.
Yes. What about masculine girl power?
First ever woman to compete in the DMC's history. Love her.
Yeah, go on, yeah. DJ Azif. She was UK, wasn't she?
Yeah.
But yeah, so the US has its first feminine DJ champ this year.
Feminine.
I don't know why I said feminine.
What are you talking about? Yeah, okay.
You mean female?
You better run me through this before yeah, I get angry.
You got, hey, we don't know what is going effeminate. On these days. As soon as you put in a feminine man.
First female DJ champ. I'll get it right.
Oh, you mean DJ champ.
So she's, so she won this year. Yes. So she's coming up. She's the first female US champ in history.
What, is that a regional champ or she's...
That's national.
Wow.
She's won it. Yeah. So she's coming over.
She hot.
Because that's actually what matters. Shouts out to Angela Merkel who won the election this weekend as well, you know.
Angela Merkel.
Yeah, she's murking it, man.
Yeah, you got to check the criteria. I don't want it to be
of
that's
hot
why she.
Or of skills.
Yeah, that's why she.
Angela Merkel.
But she's hot as in she can DJ really good.
Angela Merkel.
Is it?
I can imagine it. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Angela Merkel now?
Angela Merkel,
Because the techno movement
Angela
is
Merkel.
Her career, fullback career is ready to roll.
Yeah, if she lost the election, that's where she should go to.
I would love to see that. Yeah, or rap in. But
we've got DJ Pearly from the US. We've got the Japanese champ. I think DJ Rena, 12 years old.
That's insane. I've seen her.
That's the other thing now
Boogie Blind was posting her stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing to see is now the whole generation of people whose parents were DJ nerds or hip hop heads and things, and so they've just kind of indoctrinated their children and prepared them a young
stay
age.
By that.
Whiplash.
No.
Yeah.
Flip it like this, not like that.
Yeah. And that's why you're seeing these crazy skilled 10, 000, kids that we never saw
now, because you know, we've advanced now, so people know about this whole 10,000 hours. Guarantee you there's parents clocking the miles
still
got 345 hours to go. So when is the next event that you're speaking of?
This is all next week.
So this is this Sunday, 1st of October. Coco in Camden, London.
Yeah, no, and also because that's going to be the DMC World Finals happening. This Sunday.
Oh, so is that the World Finals?
That's the World Finals.
So this
that's
is like the finalists from each country comes through to London and compete.
So the hot American one's going to be there then.
That's why you're coming down.
Hip hop hookups.
Yeah. And but also you're going to be taking part in a showcase, a tribute for our friend DJ Daredevil who
Rest
died earlier
power.
This year, right? Yeah. It's like, what, are you guys prepared a routine and tribute to him?
Well, do you know what? The sickest thing, I wasn't there for his funeral, but from what I heard, basically all these amazing UK hip hop DJs came together and just did a massive scratch session at his funeral.
Wow.
That's how I want to go.
That's crazy.
I would love that.
So
I think we've got a tribute video showcasing some of the best. Like, he's an absolutely amazing DJ.
Yeah.
And we're just going to be paying tribute to him.
Wicked producer as well, man.
Yeah
really.
Like, he sent beats in for our open mic.
It's on the open mic,
everyone.
We played
tracks of
Daredevils as well. So, no, I'm so happy to see that DMC had taken that time out of the schedule to, salute him. Because he was definitely one of, the finest DJs on that side of things to come out of the UK, you know, and an amazing party rocker too. So it's just nice that,
hip-hop is a family, and we 100%
coming together for something like that.
It's beautiful, man. And you're also going to be hosting a DJ workshop, right?
Yeah.
If any of us want to test our
skills.
Because, I got a little funny wrist anyway, so I might as well see if I can put it to use. It kind of flops a bit funny to me.
All right. You bust a groove?
Yeah, I'll put it this way, I got rhythm. So we can start off with that, you know what I mean? I got the African rhythm.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's black. First of all, he's black. Okay. No,
but I know
joking.
Some rhythmless black motherfuckers. So,
me too.
I don't even know if that matters anymore.
Me too. And also, we have a competition for the DMC. So if you would like to, which DMC was always such an important part of the hip hop calendar to me. Like, ultimately, I think DMC, that's something that's come out of the, as in for me, every year. That's an important part of our calendar kind of thing. But I definitely feel, of course, nowadays the DMC, you hear lots of different types of music. Like, there's people doing a more EDM-y kind of tech techno-y sort of sounds and stuff like that.
You can have
that.
Everything in there. You can get, like, Mexican DJs, Spanish DJs, and, like, I think, like, the Japanese sometimes bring their own kind of sounds as well. You've got the full variety. You've got, like, 25 countries taking part, so you can get anything coming down.
Yeah, but I would say back in the day, it was much more kind of hip-hop centric sort of sound, and totally. I'd say that that has been like the breeding ground for all of these amazing DJs. Like for me, I'd say one of the most important DJs to mention when we're talking about DMC history, DJ Cash Money. And Rock Radar.
Is that the one who used to take his shoe off? He used to take his shoe off and play with his sauce.
All of that. But no, so many fine DJs have gone through that. And I just have so much respect for all the turntablists, you know.
That's the thing. That's the like what you're talking about now. It's strongly about turntablism as opposed to having to be genre specific. Like, oh, you're playing hip hop or breaks or whatever. Now it's like, we understand if it wasn't for hip hop, this skill might not be where it's at, but then we also know hip hop engulfs so many different styles of music that why not? Why can't you play around with this and make a beat out of friggin' didgeridoo and a tin pan being clapped together?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm gonna be listening out for that on Sunday.
I got to work on my didgeridoo sound.
But yes, and you're also a producer, so you've also put out your own music. Is that correct, Mr. Switch?
I'm not a producer. I'm just a humble scratcher. I go around and scratch up everything.
And then put your name to it. Okay, I see.
I juggle a lot of stuff, yeah. So I do like my favorite thing is taking a track and just flipping it,
okay,
and just like putting a spin on it and stuff.
And so is that basically what this I Feel Good is?
Yeah. So this is the first year I did a flip of James Brown I Feel Good.
Oh nice.
That was sick. So.
So we're gonna play that for the people. But like I say, if you want to win tickets for the DMC World Final happening this Sunday, the 1st of October in London, stay tuned because we have got are gonna be sharing all that info. But hit us up on hiphop@foodbarradio.com. And reach out on twitter.com/foodbarradio. And anything else that you would like to share with us about DMC or this whole world that we are discussing?
Hot DJ from America.
Yeah. Have you got the digits though? No.
Marsha,
is she hot, fam? That's all we want to know. Is she hot?
Look,
she's holding hot material.
Now, I just keep asking because he said about the hot DJ before, and we couldn't work out whether he meant looks wise or skills wise.
I bet she's got to be hot in skills to win the US as well.
So,
oh my god, you're bananas to win, like to be the finalist representing your country, like the kind of other people that you've taken knocked out of the park. Like, you know, this person is nothing to mess with. I would love nothing more than to see a female world champ just to embarrass guys and make them feel a bit silly.
One thing I wanted to ask before you go, is there anything that, so since you've done it, you've won 3 times, you took time off, then won again. Was there anything that you can say in terms of DJ skills that came out that made you go, oh, wow, like, shit, I need to step up? Was there anything you saw, and can you mention that, or are you not allowed? Is it like MMA? You can't, you know, the fighters can't really talk about the shit they've seen that look good.
Like deep tech. Do you mean stuff like I've thrown down or someone else has thrown down?
Obviously, you know what you're capable of. But is there anything, so someone of your stature, have you seen anything since that where you're like, oh shit, that's really good? I wish I thought of that.
I think you always see some like amazing stuff. Maybe not stuff that's like, it's like a good one-shot trick, if you know what I mean. It's not maybe something that's like a deep technical. I like to throw down deep technical stuff that only the DJs get.
See, that's what I loved about, like, say, the Cash Money era, the Executioners, X-Men, like Beat Junkies time, is because there was a real musicality to their routines and stuff too. And so I thought that was
but
always...
But you also get kitchen sink
though.
As well.
You do that a lot. That's why a lot of people rate you, I noticed, is because, like you said, you like to make things out of something and... So a lot of it is like, oh, fuck, you know, how the fuck did you think to do that kind of...
Yeah. Well, like the James Brown routine, like, I just, for some, it just clicked. And I'm like, oh, I can make that into a swing beat. Why has no one thought of that before? Yeah. And especially because no one else had touched it before. Like, it's like my last winning routine, I flipped Run DMC, Walk This Way. And I was just digging to see if anyone else had done this kind of stuff with it. And flip it back into another kind of, like, hip-hop rock tune you'd hear in the 80s as well.
Crazy.
So I love doing stuff like that.
Bad man. Mr. Switch, man.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming through.
It's good to talk real nerds.
I know. I'm just gutted that we haven't got more time. Because I love nerding out. Nerds are my favourite people.
We'll chat more at the finals.
I like nerds. Okay. As well.
Cup of tea.
Yeah, we'll bring the cup for you. But yeah, let's let the people hear this routine of yours, the I Feel Good, your James Brown flip, which is this routine. This is all performed on turntables by our special guest right here, Mr. Switch. And make sure you come down to the DMC World Finals this Sunday and keep it locked right here, because we're going to be announcing more information on how you can win tickets for that too. Thank you so much for joining us. Still to come, we're going to get into the open mic. We've got a few other gigs to shout out to. But this is myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy.
And this is Mr. Switch, I Feel Good.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's star time.
DMC.
World Champion.
Mr. Switch.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got to hear. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar runs by. I feel nice, so, so nice. The sugar runs by. I got to hear. So nice, so nice.
That ending too. That was Mr. Switch's routine, his flip of the James Brown I Feel Good, of course. Too ill. And he is going to be up at the DMC's World Finals that is happening this weekend, the 1st of October in London. And
that's
all
right,
you
my
need
beloveds.
To do is retweet the post that we're going to send out via the FUBAR Twitter. That's at FUBAR Radio. And you can be in with a chance to win tickets to join us at to witness
on
the
Sunday.
Skills. DMC. Indeed. And I have to send a shout out to Damien, regular listener to the show, who told me, I would like to kind of take credit a little bit for the fact that he told me he recently met the woman of his dreams, and is kind of inspired by the hip hop show, I'd like to think, because it's just like about sending out that positive energy that there's someone out there where you are their dream person and they're looking for you. And they just don't know how to find you. But maybe you're just too shy to talk to them. But you don't need to be shy. You don't need to be shy. You just need to be open to...
I think you need to press the music, because it only works. No matter how much you say it, DJ Sarah Love.
Just to rein it in, isn't it?
Yeah, it helps just to have some sincerity in there, you know?
The sincerity to it. And,
a
you
time
know,
and
we
a
speak...
Place, you know, where,
you know, there's a time and place, tell us.
Where you got to find the right person for you. You don't know if that right person is in your face or not. Do you know what I mean? You might be a person who prefers it bareback, and you're with somebody who only deals with latex juggernauts. That is the wrong hookup. But here on Hip Hop Hookups, you see how I could talk about any kind of shit, it still sounds sincere with the music. So carry on, DJ Seven.
And with the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake too. So maybe I need to start assuming a voice that's more relevant to the lecture at hand. Which, in this case, it's all about uniting people. And I do have to say to the listeners, all of our candidates on Hip Hop Hookups are 100% genuine candidates. And I do also have to let everybody know that I have to also let people know that I've been inundated, absolutely inundated, with spectacular, beautiful women with many, many skills.
Who are they hot though, like?
They are hot in every way imaginable. And they've asked me to help hook them up through the medium of hip-hop. I wish you could see the interpretive dance which my Stiggy is doing live in the studio. And
this is my favourite bit.
Oh, but is it the... that lonely piano. Oh, my God. It's like every time it just pulls on the heartstrings. Oh, my God. It's like fever again. It's just getting me. But no, honestly, women have been hitting me up saying that they need help and they want to be hooked up through Hip Hop Hookups on Food Bar Radio with myself, DJ Sarah Love.
Myself, my Stiggy. Let them know your credentials, Sarah, just in case. You know
I was about to say they don't call me Love for nothing all of a sudden. And I do have to say that I did introduce my sister to her husband, who are now on holiday celebrating.
Oh, see, they're on holiday
they're
now.
They're on holiday right now.
That's how you know. That's credentials right there.
Yeah. They're celebrating 16 happy years of marriage. But this week on Hip Hop Hookups, remember, all of our candidates are real. If you like the sound of any of them and you would like to be hooked up, it's hiphop@foobarradio.com. And this week, we are spreading the love of Sandy and Tess.
Hey, this is Sarah. They don't call me Love for nothing all of a sudden. You can reach me on hiphop@foobarradio.com or just leave a message.
Hi, my name is Tess and I'm from New York. I'm looking for a gentleman, someone who's funny. You know, I want them to hold the door open for me but slap my ass on the way in. I'd love if they have the same taste of music as me. I love Wu-Tang and Bill Withers. I have brown hair. I am about 5'6". If they were taller than me, that would be nice, but I'm not too picky. I'm here for the personality. Thank you so much. I know someone is out there that I can really hit it off with.
Hi Sarah, it's Sandy. I am looking for someone who is, first of all, intelligent. That is very, very key for me.
Tell me about
it. I would ideally like somebody to be taller than me. I'm very small, 5 foot, you know that. So somebody who is ideally 6 foot, but I'm not picky, is very funny. Actually, that's probably one of the most important things. Not too much of a hard task, but hopefully you can help me.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Terms and conditions apply. Your love life may be at risk if you do not keep listening to the hip-hop show. You are solely responsible for all hookup interactions. And FUBAR Radio, DJ Sarah, They Don't Call Me Love for Nothing, All of a Sudden Love, or my Stiggy are not responsible for or guarantee anything whatsoever, but are very optimistic about your chances and encourage you to please wrap it before you tap it.
I am optimistic, honestly, and both Sandy and Tess are beautiful ladies, and they want to meet you.
Exactly.
So email us at hiphop@foodbarradio.com, and in the subject matter, just put Hip Hop Hookups. Me and Mice have got your back.
Yeah, don't say we don't try, man. You know what I mean? Don't say we don't try to help you lot out. We got the hookups here. Sarah Love, a.k.a. Mama San, you know what I mean? Pimping since been pimping since been pimping.
Oh, so I've graduated. I'm not chubbid no more.
Mama San up in here, boy. That's it. You ain't got to travel all the way to West End no more, my beloveds. You ain't got to go to Amsterdam. You ain't got to go to Thailand. DJ Sarah Love has it all right here for you.
That's right, on the hip hop show.
Woo!
That's it. One of them is so ferocious. Don't worry about it. The disciples are now well aware of the fact that my kung fu is unbeatable.
Brother, a trap, Shaolin hero. You must take command. Don't resist.
That's when my heart turned cold. I'm
I'm a product of the block. We used to cook the product in the pot, add soda, turn the product into rock. It's in my DNA, you see, it started with my pops. In his heyday, he probably put your father in the box. In my heyday, I probably put the product in my sock. Ain't no vacay, the props become a problem when it's hot. Mayday, mayday, but no charge, I'm nutty with the bars, that's a payday. So bruh, this ain't even a bar, this is AA. Back up in the trunk with the AK. Each line pack a fabulous punch, no diss to Ray J. Nah, see I don't dab and I don't nay nay. Got bottles coming out, warriors come out and play, ay. Just know I'm grade A, get a slice of bread. Okay, some hoods love me, someone like me dead. Okay, my goon hungry, his eyes is red. Buddy clumsy, go oops upside your head.
We at Drowin' Poet Suckers. Range Rovers flood up the rucker. Me a thousand chains on, I got put on with luck. Evergreen baggies, selling capsules, running the classroom. Slick bastards getting cream, yelling cash roll. Smell like Pacquiao, but under the leather. Hold a Mac 10, pumping up in one oak, the Grammy hour. Coke chemist, taste the flow is numb, knees and copper rum. Blunt off the get back, salute me, then one, I'm out, off to the races. My blazers ain't patient, they wanna spray shit. Get elephant blown for stalking race shit. Jammies carry nitrogen, light up a session like I'm on Vicodin. Fuck with the righteous men and we fighting it. Yeah, 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 the rebels is here, medals and gear. Getting fried off a medical, that's incredible. The flyers, the most notorious, why is half of those liars off niggas' heads like papayas.
Before I poly, red light in the Bob Molly, so I can cipher God bodies from the John Gottis. Everybody a boss saying they time's money. Women injections, leave them with the odd bodies. Babies having babies, wearing old navy, robbing old ladies. That's a product of no home training. I show you the ropes, I'm narrating Al Heyman. I told Lighty if I hate him, I'ma violate him. I'm not a shooter, but I know shooters. And if them shooters don't shoot up, I go suit up. Grand man and the W is televised. We ain't the niggas, media telling hella lies. This a campfire of a vampire. I don't sleep when hot beats through the amplifier. And any nigga got something to say, I'm like, yeah, okay, y'all corny anyway, doc.
People say
my team hard, making them lean hard. You see more riders lined up than you see at a theme park. My queen hot, making the scene pop. Routine hot, online gangsters, I'm giving them screenshots. Hard white lyrics to guard right. Twisting the tail, sick as hell. Christian Bale from the Dark Knight. On site, fogging your fog lights. Your dogs like Swayze at the Roadhouse, down for the bar fight. Like this, like a IG pic. Before the Seahawks 24, Lord, I've been on that beat shit. Pussy, you whack, something like a cheap trick. Mike in the Billie Jean vid, I got the streets lit. Shining star, find another, you gon' find it hard. Certain depth that can walk off with minor scars. Firing squad, defying the odds. And the flow solitary, just me behind the bars.
Sparks up the bulletproof, game face intensity, applied ingenuity, tech criminology, sharp mathematically, certified, recognized by every eye worldwide. Back to the streets of the do or die hustler. I understand politics, consistent, never quit, superstar, right hits. Come have a listen, y'all. Getting money, flipping it, scripting it, record it. Fans that applaud it, ship 100 mil, they bought and took a snort of it. Quotes like heroin, coke mixed with dope. Have an overdose, cardiac, a law spin the beat back. Watch the magnetic attract them, club pack them. They stiff cause the wisdom is swift when I'm attacking.
Out of everybody getting these deals, you got all these black ass motherfuckers getting deals. These pussy ass motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? They're getting deals and everybody got a deal and everybody happy and shit. And Wu-Tang, you reach the best.
Brand new Wu-Tang, People Say, featuring Redman on that track. It's produced by Mathematics and it's executive produced by RZA. And it's the first offering from their album, The Saga Continues.
The track is executive produced.
Well, yeah, that's how it was credited. So I guess RZA just wants to make it clear that he's like, I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, yeah, because their last, like, the album that we were allowed to get album, like, us poor folk, you know, us regular folk, they ain't got $1 billion.
Yeah,
the album that we could listen to, there was the whole, between Raekwon and RZA, innit? There was a whole thing there.
And so now they've settled that.
He trying to be John Lennon, he picking up guitars and shit. Do you remember? That whole thing was hilarious, man.
So apparently they've managed to dust off all their differences and everything. And they're going to be back with this new project. But I'm relieved to hear that as the first offering. Because you know, sometimes you never... Some artists, you don't really...
As I was saying, it's really good to hear Inspector Deck's voice back to normal again as well. There were rumors about why his voice had changed. Like, I ain't going to put it out there. You know, the ODB type juggling. But I don't know how true that was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that, you know, because they can do that to your throat. Crack pipe. You know
my
mean?
God. Did you watch the Whitney Houston documentary?
Yeah.
The
fucked
baby.
Up part was the acting, though. Come on, man. It's like, you're
no,
get...
the documentary, there's no actors. It was all like behind the scenes footage and interviews.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you know, have you noticed there's a TV, I think it's Channel 5, they're doing these bootleg documentaries
really?
Where it's like...
I think
they're
there was one
story.
With Michael Jackson the other
yeah,
day.
Yeah, and then they got some
like,
weird,
come on now.
Like really bad accent, bad actor. Everything's just fucked up about it, but you're still like, whoa, man, that's me. Yeah, even know if it's true or not.
Was that what the Tupac film was on? Was that on Channel 5?
That, that was the next level.
What are you saying about that?
I'm a ride or die Tupac fan. Okay. I think like the pacing of the scenes was just off.
Yeah.
You know, my intent, because you can always go back and watch Tupac Resurrection, because that was a good film.
Yeah, that was a good film.
That was a documentary style film. But my hopes was that anyone who doesn't know the significance of what Tupac had went in and they left knowing how important he was.
They still
so that
didn't
was my
know
main
shit.
Intention, but.
What fucked me up about the Tupac film was like, wow, my man really looks like Tupac, but then he really didn't act or sound like Tupac.
Yeah. So you're mad
so it messed up
the whole
thing, because you're like, ah, shit, that's meant to be Tupac, but it only. Like, he really looks like him, but everything
it's
else.
It's like
is
hurt your head emoji.
Yeah. messed me up, man. So
but
I don't
that
know.
Was the voice of one of our MCs who's taking part in the open mic today, who isn't content.
Yeah.
But it's content.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, is it? Oh,
content,
you're asking
content
me?
Music.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, right. Okay.
I was getting a bit confused, but yeah.
Content out here.
Content music.
Though.
Content with a K.
Yeah, of course. Hip hop. We don't let anyone in here who's not spelling things hip hop.
Do you know what that means? Fubar. Do you know what it means?
No, I don't.
Fucked up beyond all
recognition. Yeah. I heard that in a bar from Royster 5'9".
Yeah, but we were Fubar before he dropped.
So I was thinking, like, what does that mean? You know, but yeah.
I like now your references already. Content, not content.
Yeah,
I like that. So you're a Royce the 5'9" fan.
Yeah, I'm all about the lyricism. You know, like my top five have to be like Eminem and Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
Tupac simply because of the emotion that he, you know, conveys, and Eminem because, you know, he's like a modern day Shakespeare with the lyricism, and then obviously. Give
modern day Elvis Presley. No, I'm
joking. You know, J. Cole said that on Fire Squad.
Yeah, look, Big Toast is here. Yeah. Don't say things like that. No,
what
I'm
do
joking.
You mean?
I'm joking.
Sarah got half angry
sorry,
at me
sorry.
For saying that.
Yeah. Sorry, content.
Yeah.
You were saying, and who else then? You said top five, so who else?
You've got to put Biggie in there.
Oh, really?
I would personally put Immortal Technique in there.
Wow.
Because just, you know, the amount of power that he has at his hands, you know, the amount of respect that he has. So I would put him in there.
Okay.
Why Biggie?
Biggie because, like, the way that he conveyed stories and, you know, it's like something original to the East Coast that he brought out. And obviously, Tupac, I think he was more multidimensional, you know, because he contradicted himself a lot. You know, he had songs about where he was, like, misogynistic, but then he also had Keep Your Head Up. And then Brenda's Got a Baby, of course, that's another one.
But you know, people like Nas is like that. Nas is a bit flippity floppity, you know.
Yeah.
But I think what is intriguing about that is that that's what we are as human beings. What one day you might feel one way, like, right, I only build zoots with like herbal.
Yeah, you're not gangster every
tobacco.
Day.
Yeah, then
so
the next
sometimes
day you're
if
like,
you're stuck in traffic, it comes out a bit.
But I know a lot of gangsters that slow down to red lights. They slow
and they
down
follow
to
the
20
mile
signs.
An hour speeding rule.
So
now.
It makes me question how gangster
life.
They are, really. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm talking about, innit?
Okay,
were you like, how gangster are you, really?
No,
if you're driving at 20 miles an hour.
You can't be on the hype all the time. Sometimes I like to vibe out to dear mama, you know, and just like think about my mom. So, yeah.
Preach. Content.
On that note, Big Toast.
No, not content. Content.
What are you saying?
What am I saying?
What do you, when you were thinking
who
about
your
mum,
top
what
five?
Tunes are
what
you
am I thinking about?
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac.
Fleet, nah.
Paul & Oates. Sonny and Cher.
Something tells me he's a Beach Boys guy. I don't know where it is. The Cher.
No, Mum used to take me down, pub down in Croydon, like, from proper young, like.
Real pub, not a digital
no,
pub.
No, dirty pub, like, stinking of weed and that. And we used to watch some mad bit, like, cover bands playing all the old, like...
No, I love Shaz
and Dave.
All these mad... Yeah, all these old Beatles stuff, old, like...
listening to some Sgt. Pepper's this weekend, too.
It was good introduction to it.
Definitely.
And that is our other MC taking part in the open mic today, Big Toast.
Yeah, sorry, man, like Big Toast. What's going on, bro? How you been?
Yeah, I've been all right, man. I've been... busy. You're
pushing this album, innit? Is it? Yeah. When's it dropping?
It's sort of dropped, but the vinyl didn't arrive, so...
it's for you as well.
Yeah, I know, man.
It's happened for a few people, man.
The digital is all available, but the vinyl...
What's the name of the album?
It's called You're Not Special.
Yeah, I love the title, man. You know we've been playing a few bits of Bob's off of that as well. What was the idea with the whole You're Not Special thing?
I remember I see a study a little while ago, studying the lyrics of pop tunes and that, and recently it's become more narcissistic. People used to sing about you, us, we. Now they sing about me.
This girl is on fire.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's like, on one level, it's just like, flipping that, taking a piss a little bit, but then
it's a commentary.
But there's this individualism which is the sort of backbone behind the way the world is right now.
Some of the lyrics in your song, You're Not Special, is pretty harsh. It's pretty direct shots at people with their selfie culture and all this kind of business.
I was hoping people would get a little bit more angry about it, to be honest. Like, everyone's been quite nice about it. I was hoping to piss a few people off with it. But
it's because it's the solidarity that we all have together in the hip-hop community, where we're in agreement with you.
I should know this. I think 10 tracks. Yeah.
It's all produced by Ilmu
Sporadic. They did a Tenshu album last year. They done a few little things.
Said that he shouted out his top five. Big Toast, do you have a top five in MCs? Blimey,
changes most days, to be honest. I've been listening to recently.
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. Bloody hell, I ain't prepared this.
No, but we're going to hear, I'm sure we'll hear some of those influences. Is this the guy you're talking about who was biting you, Mike?
No. Sarah always wants to make the guests feel awkward. Yeah. Like, I was talking earlier about how when you listen to too much, and the reason why we were talking about that even, we played a track earlier by Rhapsody featuring Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when I heard it, I heard her verse, and I was like, wow, she's really flowing. Then I heard Kendrick come in.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, shit. He's kind of doing her flow. But then I thought, shit, is he doing her flow? Or did she do his kind of flow? Yeah. And Sarah after was saying she really likes the album, but she's noticed that it's got kind of sprinkles of To Pimp a Butterfly. Yeah, similarities to his last album. Yeah.
And so, a lot, don't they? A lot of new school rappers, you know, they use the same flow but different lyrics.
A lot of, it's weird that whole thing,
but
man.
But I think instead of biting, it's more like they're showing homage in a way. You know,
I don't think it's as deep as that as homage. I think it's just like, this is what people are listening to, and so it's monkey see, monkey do.
This is what I've been listening to. I know all of his lyrics on that whole album and this flow.
And it just came out like
I'm
that.
Not even going to say it, but there's a guy who even sent us some stuff to get on the open mic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to it, and it's like, on this beat, he sounds like this rapper that rapped on that beat. On this beat, he sounds like that rapper on that. And I'm like, man, you can't come on and do that, man. Like, people are going to hear you and go, that sounds like Jay-Z, or that sounds like so-and-so.
At the same time, I think for any kind of vocalist, it's like, there's that period where you find your voice, isn't it?
Yeah, there is, yeah. Everybody starts off sounding like someone. Because you're influenced by that, you know?
Mm.
But there's a time when you're conscious enough to know that trying to sound like so-and-so, or this is me trying to sound like that, blah, you know. There's a time when you know, like, okay, rad, this isn't all me. This is, like, bits of that one and that one. But if you don't notice that, and especially if the people around you don't notice it and say that to you, then it's a bit of a mess, you know, it's a bit of a messy situation for everybody involved, because it's like, rah, don't you think this guy sounds like Royce the 5'9", or don't you think this guy sounds like Eminem or whatever, you know what I mean?
Why
are you going to let them go out there and do the same thing?
But speaking of dope MCs though, this week there's some cool parties happening. Low Key, he's been on tour in the
Low
UK.
Shout out Low Key.
And he is doing the 28th. He's in London at the Coronet. Hit up his website, you can find out all the remaining UK dates. Rock the Bells, the documentary, there's a screening of that at Boondocks on the 28th too. Hun Rosa live at Jazz Refreshed. Mau Mau Bar. Shouts out to all the DJs locked into the show. You'll enjoy this one. Crate Diggers London. It's a free record fair and after party that's happening at the Oval
free
Space. It's free. That's the
records
part we
is
like.
Free or this is fair.
I don't care, but it says free, so I like it.
No, and, you're supposed to know this, Sarah.
Sorry. And there's an after party as well. That's happening at the Oval Space on the 30th. I haven't been to the Nomadic Community Gardens takeover. But
part two is up on the 30th. Mm-hmm. It's a beatbox battle and performance from Scripture, Ash the Author, and more.
Yes, and of course the DMCs are happening, and London Posse are performing at the World Finals this Sunday, the 1st of October. That's happening at Coco in London.
You might see me there, boy.
In it, still. And then also on Sunday, Madlib, the beat conductor, he's going to be live at Phonox on the 1st. That's this Sunday too.
You've also got Higher Learning at the Bird's Nest, Sunday the 1st. With our brother right here, Big Toast, as well as Ghost Town. The producers, Ghost Town, are going to be there. And then Crescent City Nights presents Transatlantic Hip Hop Showcase upstairs at the Ritzy. That's also on the 1st of October with Freshers, Mr. Fox, Wilson Miles, Mac, which is MAC, and more. That was a mouthful. Full gig details at foobarradio.com/show/hiphop. And if you got a jam you want to shout out, hit us up at hiphop@foobarradio.com, bitches and bitches.
And I do also need to add, on Sunday the 1st of October, shouts out to Crescent City Nights, because they're going to be upstairs at the Ritzy in Brixton, and they've got, it's like an international showcase, transatlantic thing that's going on, and it's featuring performances from Freshers. They're going to be there, Mr. Fox, Wilson Miles, MAC. Go and check it out, because that's happening 7 till 1. I'm sorry, I was distracted and multitasking.
You know what? The 2 weeks ago, I was behind there doing the shit you got to do, and now I understand how fucking crazy it is to be able to talk at the same time, be an octopus and a DJ all in one. Yeah. So I'm here. Okay. I've got your back.
Thank you.
We've also got a shout out, the Verb T and Pitch 92 Good Evening official album launch party. It's a free event at Brixton Jam. It's going to be on the 12th of October 2017. Just putting it out there now so you lot know, but obviously them lot are going to be on the show soon as well.
Yeah, next week we're having a takeover show with Verb T and Pitch 92. They're going to be chilling with us for the whole show. This is in the lead up to their album dropping a few days later, so make sure you tune into the show next Monday, every Monday on FUBAR 4 till 6 p.m. I reckon
we're going to get into this open mic
this week.
Are you lot ready for this?
Are you ready?
Shout out to everyone back home, everyone on their grind. Quaxino, Tips TJ, Doc Music, Much Cool, Are You On Fam, Dots, Life and Remedy, and everyone else.
Let us know you can hear the beat, alright?
Yeah.
You know, when you get to your last little four bar, just let the man know so man can just come straight in. You know them way there.
We can do this.
Kicking it off.
And we on the beat this week, we have Alien Shades. Last week was fire. I'm looking forward to it.
This is the FUBAR Radio, the hip hop show, the open mic. The DJ Sarah Love, the Mice Diggy, alongside Big Toast, content.
Yeah, content.
Who's going to set it off? Which one are you lot going to set it off, though?
Oh, I'll give it a
Big
go.
Big Toast, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see where we're at now.
Okay.
Yeah. You see the groove right there? You know what I mean?
Check.
It's the hip-hop show, mother lovers. Alien Shades on the big toes.
Yo, the ego sells as subsidized cocaine. A man needs friends on a customized homepage. Be yourself and love your life so beige. Confidence unjustified, no shame. Logic might challenge your views, but they're all just jealous of your talent. Your due, your dues, your props, your massive fortune. Fuck haters, catting your moves. Woo. Look at me, inspirational memes. Both eyes fixed on chasing your dreams. Stars don't play for the team. Life's not a team sport, take the defeat. See a sound individual performance. Looks good visually, literally flawless. Blameless, yamming up cakes plus having them. A cocksure burden we carry in.
I'm married to the marriage you want. You want a partner, move up the ladder. Who's madder and badder? I smoke as you faster buzzing. You're boosting like a charger. Improving my chakra so my mood is never sad. I'm cruising with the laughter, not a gangster, but a leader must have truth. And the fact of the matter is I'm a corrupter. Losing my man is a human disaster. Hakuna Matata. Munchy food has got me fatter in a combo. Never excuse to use a ganja cotton mouth. Drier than a poor kid in Uganda. I'm emptying bladders. You get your shore like a Rwanda. Jakarta. Fucked up with some reefer. Indica. Hashtag weed. My favorite is the teeth. I feel it untouchable. Who's my target? Fuck to the point of unfuckable. But regardless, I'm losing masters. Consuming pasta. I'm smoking rasters. Take a big bong. It hits through my homie talking with Chewbacca.
Yo, Gary, shut the ball on me. I wanna raise it. Blame this. Safeness, see it correlate with the hatred, that's a nine live. Parasites living off pacified pills. Paid peeps all pacified, stricken by paradigm villains. Sanitized Britain, I grabbed the pad and write lyrics. Do
like it, I'm vexed to kill ham face. Junk fed souls crave more junk. Vacantly gazing at cold fame, whore cunts. Right now my goals take more drugs. You win it when they mar souls. Hate your guts, I hate what's loved. Livers are despised, chose not to play. Chose chilling with a pint. Living isn't life when you're missing what it's like. When you're all out of fucks to be given, kick around for the listeners. Drunk heads dilating their retinas. All my like minds fully hating the cretiners. Cuts chatting all chirpy chirpy. Grumpy old men in their early 30s. You heard the verses, tight as a Tarquin's trousers. Snouting the marching powder. Hog my town says you're like a cunt does. Top Tories living amongst us. The revolution won't be on YouTube. Don't let lizard man bullshit confuse you. Ooh. Alex Jones is deserving a fly kick. No rebel, a conservative white rich wanker. Cunts wanna monetize anger. Selling pure shit like suffering brain cancers and tumors. Living through phones and computers. Cunts like soul out with a spruce boozers.
Got the rolling out, dutchy in my mouth. Getting off the couch, got errands to do. Prepare my route to the heavenly fruit. Sleep on my sight, extended views. So ahead of my time, traveling through interdimensional realms. You can never go through because your petulant proofs lack the brain capacity to ever produce a scheme of this caliber injected into a tune. Keeping this stamina forever if I choose. Drinking the rock, more bending box, sipping the devil's juice. Each is the old truck and pissed off, I have a smish brew. Mix a little pork, consume it with some Mountain Dew. Isn't it odd, I want you stellar that I love you too. Conform, metamorph myself into a rowdy dude. You think I care about you and your manty crew? Doubt my passion for rapping, doubt me all you want, motherfucker. My own mother even doubts me too.
Yeah. Content.
Yo. 1 second.
Big Toes, it's the open mic.
What? Yeah. I did not like the Olympics. Rebrand the country, nice for the business. Ain't so, it was mine to begin with. Whitewash, white tops, hide all the misfits. The world's yours, but you can pay for it. You can stay poor and fume as they lord it. Too cool, they moved to take shortage. Then they took Brixton, soon they claim your bits. For shit, shares are nothing. Forfeit funds to live where the fun is. But the fun's not there for us all, cause it's there at a price we can rarely afford. Say that you gotta work harder, gotta stay straight laced, gotta serve master. Must be a poor joke, surely. Never will get where the poor vote Tory. Parroting right wing slogans, don't just try and enjoy nice things on them. Look them up tight. Sell them what's theirs for a soppy compress. The only a soppy compass. Get away with it cause there's not enough hate. Should be fuming, livid and grumpy. Living in the city when the city is bumpy.
Hello, okay, yes, I guess it would be best that I pay respect to the Oscar which I wept to my death before I had an iPod. I possessed a tape deck before I had my own verses. Before I blazed stress and had a kid vibe to dead press. Most deaf, but so blessed when I rock that headset. No stress, oh yes, such an outlet from the 90s to the noughties. Pop in a sick Rick CD. And I can see the stories now. You can never tell me that these MCs weren't the greatest, cause the music they created, we appreciated. We related, we debated between beats and bars. Now we build bigger, analyze with puns as we spark. Discussing Biggie, Machiavelli, Bad Boy, your death row. Happened 20 years ago, yeah, we still can't let it go. Though we got more ducks and G-Funk from the west coast. And hell, the indoor glow, the blunt smoke begin to sing slow. So what more is there left to say today? Spread from the South Bronx to the States to the UK. So what more can I say today? I wouldn't be here today if the old school didn't pave the way.
Yo, make Kenny come famous these days. Get him on TV, do this, be brave, do that. Jump through hoops, sing so the retards love you too. Ain't gotta work hard for your art. Build a fan base, master the craft. All that matters is fame and the fortune. Cover old music, claim it as your tune. And they say that you could be up next. Wanna be pop tarts, dutifully undressed. Inflate egos, then you recycle them. New drones with a sense of entitlement. What hurts is the expectation. Truth got dismissed as excess hating. But without it, how can you get good? They ain't gonna tell you, maybe your friends should.
S-N-O-O-P-D-O-G-G, creeping and bridging the soul. Underneath my feet was greasy, walking up and down the streets, bumping DRE before YG plus bumper gum rap. Fuck tight jeans, what up Ice Fee, LA Gucci, got me wanting a wifey, suck up a lot, wondering what, whoops, U-turn, so we bought the old school, got me feeling super before the beef was done to the screen, to the tweets of a blue, but I got mine, top 5, fuck the rhymes of all we tries, second rounds on me, so it's only right, I put Fiddy in that, 0650 Twizzy in that, you could put Nicki in that, but I put Missy in that, plus Biggie and Pac, Yaki, Big Proof, Wu-Tang, Red Man, the game, I'm glad they included Mortal Tech, DMX, that's the old school for me, which I'll rep to the death, express so vocally.
This shit's for me, don't crave validation, I ain't like them, your inane fascination, with a chit-chat, gossipy and corny, out for yourself like a grotty little Tory. Hypocrite lyricism on me, when it suits you to give a shit, poorly thought out concept, self-satisfaction, laugh when a whack little melt has a tantrum, fear not, I diminish beer stocks, crustini been on the lash from year dot. Dear God bless toast with 9 pints, step out the world to 9 to 5 life. Clones get passes to red bandwagons to a pro feed market. Fuck feds, I'm far from a trendsetter. Steez ran back in the 90s like Jeff Kenner.
Yo,
the gift that I have, it doesn't have a receipt. Can't be given or lift to get up on a peak. No escalators, I'm on odds that can't be bet on. Steps to lead to levels that you can't step on. Get a step on, enemies step to me. They got more stripes on me than a referee. Envious green in the eyes like sativa weed. Jealousy makes them want a slight tackle me. Bruv, matching me up, boxing me in, I got the key that leads to the door, so when the shot's on me, they're not locking me in, probably got my foot in, work is what I put in, bed fiddy boy living in, high wizzy, beast to Machiavelli, biggie slice in the ciggy, high on the spliffy, can't be blown out in a windstorm, I remain in form, past these clouds, what worth trust, do me a favour, truly a failure, maneuver these fakers, removing the haters, eluding the danger, excluding the major, send you to your maker, cheat on test papers, bet the rules, I went through hell to prove, had to wreck these fools, extend my views, what's left to do, when I cemented my roots, bro, I'm better than you, education speaks, I got my degree, expelling these teas, no one's toppling me, don't like academic certificates, we could think I won't defecate on bricks, when they say certain things, tribute to Tupac, picture me rolling, picture me folding, picture content, back it down, all giving up, the best kind of couldn't shoot that shit, so bitch, sip it up. Face of everything like a carbon atom. In my own element when I rapping, but not listed on the periodic table. I fully believe that I'm able to hold my city on my back. QP on the map, where the edge for revenge, then park on the rap. Nature and nurture embedded in my bones. I've grabbed the crown, left the throne, and I'm heading home.
Yo, that's the hip hop song, Uncle Mike, right there with content alongside Big Toast, MCs, if you want to get on here like these guys did, just make sure you send us some material. Just send a link to some of your music. You don't have to attach it to an email, 1 minute snippets, all that weird shit. All you got to do is send a link to some SoundCloud music or some YouTube music, hiphop@foodbyradio.com, with the title saying Open Mic. That's all it's got to say if you're an MC. If you're a producer and you want to get a beat on here, just like Alien Shays, this is where the 1 minute thing comes in to play. You send us 4 1 minute snippets. All you got to do is attach each 1 minute snippet separately. That way we can just click on it and listen. We ain't got to download this and open this and abstract, you know, all that shit.
No gymnastics.
Make sure you send it to hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying Open Mic Beat. Mother lovers, make sure we hear you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Content and Big Toast.
We tweeted out all
the... Okay, go. Quick, what's the link? Give me one link.
Content with the K, you know, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Google that, you find it. Bedford Stand Up.
Notspecial.uk.
Notspecial.uk.
And you know we'll be sharing all that good stuff. Thank you to Mama Switch, locked into the show. Wants to send a shout out to the Culverwell
Clan.
Clan listening
in. It's like Wu-Tang Clan, but better.
Yeah, exactly. And shouts out to everyone locked into the show. Mr. Switch from the DMC, who was up here earlier. Jess from the Campaign Against the Arms Trade. Alien Shades on the beat, of course. And you guys for being locked in. next week on the show, we've got a bit of a takeover with Verb T and Pitch 92. They're going to be in the studio with us.
High focus.
4 p.m. Monday. You know what to do. You've got a lock in here. And up next on Food Bar, you've got Payne and Sylvester taking care of you. So up until next Monday, it's a piece from me, DJ Sarah Love.
And peace for myself, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, a.k.a. Mice Diggy. Shout out to James Cole, who says it's awkward when you hold a door open for someone and they don't say thanks, or when you end up holding the door repeatedly open for somebody and they say thanks for each one. Just remember, the door is always open for you bitches and bitches.
Brother, sister, there's got to be you. Missing in our lives, can't you see? We need love, a little word of confidence every now and then, a little honesty and trust among us, a little love and harmony, and there'll surely be some unity. Unity. Thank you.